This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to My Favourite Takeaway Podcast, a show for people who love food but can't always be bothered to cook it. This is a show where myself, Tom Crane, and my co-host Simran Shah meet up with special guests and share their favourite takeaway with them exactly as they normally have it. How are you, Sim? Are you keeping well?
I'm keeping very well, Crane. I'm keeping very well. You know why I'm keeping well? Because we've got some good correspondence this week, haven't we?
We've got some nice
emails coming in, guys. It's exciting.
Actually, the first bit of correspondence I was going to go to this week is from Costa Rica. How exciting is that?
As in the place?
As in the place, yeah. As opposed to...
I don't know if it sounds like a name. the way that you said it sounded like a name from Costa Rica. It sounded like a name.
Okay, I see what you mean. Oh, yeah.
Okay. From Mr. Rica, yeah.
I take back my criticism. You're quite right. That is a possibility. From Mr. Costa Rica, who lives in Rotherham. We've got an email in from Costa Rica. Have you seen the film, by the way, Simran? Have you seen Searching for Sugar Man? Have you seen that? About a musician who doesn't realise he's massive in South Africa. Have you seen that?
I have seen that film, yeah.
Is there an off chance we're huge in Costa Rica? We just don't realise it.
Searching for Crane and Shah doesn't have the same ringtone, does it?
I'm imagining us stepping off a plane. We've gone for, you know, end of a series. We're tired. We think, let's go and have a nice little trip to Costa Rica. We step off the plane. And there's a huge picture of us. And then people start freaking out. We have no idea what's going on. You know.
All the places that we've decided to go on holiday, having to see is Costa Rica.
They're chanting our favourite orders as we walk through the airport, all that sort of stuff.
Dip.
Exactly. The taxi drivers, offering to take us to their favourite joints, that sort of thing. Basically, Sim, I have quite a boring life as a parent. I like to imagine a more exciting life that I could be living. This email has come from someone called Tam in Costa Rica, which does sound like I'm on the run. I'm trying to hide the fact it's me and I'm writing to my mother. They'll never find out it's me. And he has said, last week, I don't know if you remember this, Sim, if you can remember as far back as last week, I came up with a brilliant idea for a takeaway company, which was a takeaway company that actively seeks out motorway jams
and
serves you hot food from a pizza van. Basically, I was stuck in a gridlock traffic. Next to us was a pizza van from a festival. I thought, if they open that hatch, the money they'd be making serves straight to the people stuck in traffic. There's dollars there. Now, Tam has emailed from Costa Rica to say, as for getting food when you're stuck in traffic, when I moved to Costa Rica, I discovered that every single time there's a traffic jam, people walk amongst the cars selling fried cookies, sweets, mango slices, cashews, frozen ice pops, nothing hot. It's not cheap, but if you're bored, you're stuck in traffic and craving something greasy and sugary, it's great. So this does exist in Costa Rica. Takeaway food in traffic jams exists in Costa Rica. Thoughts? Would you use that, Sim?
I'd be nervous about using it. But I think if it's going to roll out in Costa Rica, then obviously the next step is for it to roll out in London, isn't it? Because that's the way these products, products roll out. They've done their tests in Costa Rica. Well, obviously, it needs to be rolled out in London next.
We've literally road tested it for 20 years in Costa Rica. I'll give it a go. There's something I'm noticing, though. What he says is that they never serve anything hot. And if anything, that's given me more confidence, because I think that's what sets my idea apart. Mine's revolutionary. It's going to be hot food. It hasn't been done anywhere in the world. In fact, Simran...
How is it maintaining its heat, by the way? I mean, out of interest, how are you maintaining its heat beyond it just a normal Deliveroo Just Eats foiled bag? What are you generating? Is it an oven? Are you carrying an oven?
Well, let me explain. So we have our stone-baked pizza van with the oven roaring inside it. They're cooking the pizzas fresh there on the motorway. And as we discussed last week, they're passing them using that long wooden sort of thing that they stick the pizzas into the oven with. And they pass that through your car window. You get a nice hot pizza that was literally come out of the oven 4 seconds ago. I've got a new idea. I was watching a documentary about this sort of like really classy French restaurant this week and how it runs. And they have this thing called Gridiron service, which I had to look up how you pronounce, which is where it says here, I Wikipedia'd it. It's a business in a restaurant called trolley service where food is cooked, finished, or presented to the guests at the table from a movable trolley. So dishes like crepe Suzette, Caesar salad, banana flambe, and steak tartare, they bring a trolley up and they finish your dish in front of you at your table. Bring that in. A trolley weaving amongst the traffic. Stopping at your window, you pull it down, they chop up your Peking duck, it's hot. Look, there's options here. There's money,
Simran. I'm into it. I'm really into it. I need as many options of food delivered through my window of the car as possible. I mean, you know how in fancy restaurants they will do an omelette right in front of you, or they'll cut up your fish. This is exactly it, Craig. You're onto it. You've got to believe in yourself, man.
Thank you.
You've got to believe in yourself.
You may remember I didn't have a name last week either, and Lucy and Jack, two listeners, have emailed in to suggest Wagon Wheels, which I think is actually quite good. Wagon Wheels is doing quite well. If anyone's got a better idea than that, do send them in. But look, this is an early idea. I'm growing it.
I mean, I would argue Wagon Wheels, the chocolate marshmallowy biscuit company, might have a problem with that.
That's a very good point. Okay,
By the time you're raking in the billions, you'll be able to sue them. You'll be able to countersue.
Exactly. I'll buy Wagon Wheels and then I'll close them and I will be the only Wagon Wheels around and I'll be so happy. Look, I think it's got legs. Send me some other ideas for names and let's see how far we can take this as a group. I'm just excited for us as a as a listenership, how far we can take this exciting new company. Now, Simran, what other correspondence have we had from our brilliant listeners?
Well, last week, you'll remember that we asked whether people dip their crisps in condiments. And we had a DM from Melanie who says her grandfather used to have a bag of ready salted crisps and pour ketchup into it.
Oh. Was he all right?
I've never tried it myself, says Melanie. Okay, so first of all, I can't imagine anything worse than putting your hand into a bag of ketchup.
Oh, such a good point.
So he's willing to take the hit of just having loads of ketchup on his hands to get through to the crisp and then eats both. I don't understand. This is just a grotesque image.
You're so
right.
That's exactly it, isn't it? Well, the key thing here is pouring in, which makes it feel like there's so much ketchup in there. Also, what's he doing? So is he pouring a bit over the top, like a tiny drizzle, and then having no crisp? Or is he putting loads in and maybe spinning the packet to ensure sort of like even coverage? How is this working? But you're right. I think there's something disgusting about that feeling. It's like a kid's party game, isn't it?
Or is he tilting the crisp packet halfway so that the crisps sort of start funneling down, and that's when he then pours the ketchup in? So he gets a full covering.
I suppose there is a logic to it. I mean, we dip fries into ketchup. That's potato and ketchup. Makes sense. Salt, potato, tomato sauce. That makes sense. There's some kind of logic there.
No, of course. But this man is pouring ketchup into a bag. Into a crisp bag.
I think it's a cry for help. That's what it is, Simran.
That is what it is. Melanie, thanks very much. I think your grandfather's mad. In a good way.
Also,
I'm impressed by it, but I think this is one step too far for me.
Also, Simran, am I old? Because I expect like granddad stories to be thing like growing up as a kid, my granddad used to enjoy dripping on toast or whatever during the war, not ketchup and crisps. Like, it's not like growing up, my granddad loved Monster Munch. Like, am I old? This, to me, like, that's not a granddad treat. A granddad treat is, you know.
I think, hey, look, we don't know how old Melanie is.
Good point.
Look, Melanie, I love your grandfather's creativity, but I wouldn't follow in his footsteps.
No. Correct. So if any of you have anything weird you dip things into, can you do anything weirder than sort of a packet of ready salted covered in ketchup, then do contact the show. You can contact us on hello@myfavoritetakeawaypodcast.com or in these other ways.
You can follow us on Insta on My Favorite Takeaway Podcast, on Twitter on Fav Takeaway Pod, or email us hello@myfavoritetakeawaypodcast.com.
And thanks to everyone who's emailed the show in the past. We love it when you get in contact. It's so much fun, and it means the world to know you're enjoying things. If you want to subscribe, then you'll never miss an episode. Do that, and we'll be here every Wednesday for you. Simran, who is coming up this week?
So this week, we were invited into the homes of Sam Thompson and Zara McDermott. Sam was in Made in Chelsea, Zara McDermott was in Love Island. Now they're off doing really interesting things. And we enjoyed a lovely Chinese takeaway with them. Hope you enjoy.
Hello, everybody. Sam Thompson here. I will be your eating companion for this evening. Zara, here you go.
Zara's unamused.
Yeah. Zara's just livid. Oh,
this fucking waiter again.
Zara is still livid that I didn't open the door for her earlier.
So what happened earlier?
Even though I wasn't here.
I got back at about 6 o'clock and Sam said to me, I'll be back at six. So I was like, oh, even if I have to wait for 5 minutes, I'll be fine. And then I called and called and called and called and called. No answer, waited for half an hour. My fingers went white because it's so cold. It was raining, and then I was like, well, I guess I'll get myself to Nando's. So I went to Nando's,
have
got
you
dinner. Yeah.
Are you going to partake in some of this takeaway?
No, I'm going to have a couple of prawn crackies.
No, you can't be that person.
You can't be that person.
I can't eat twice. I just had a Nando's.
What was your Nando's order?
I got a grilled chicken wrap peri tamer with salad and broccoli.
No chips?
No, I don't have Nando's chips.
That is the healthiest Nando's order we've heard on this podcast.
Yeah. What's your go-to?
Four chicken thighs, sometimes 10 chicken wings.
Yeah. Really?
What spice are you going for?
I go hot on the chicken wings, but medium on the chicken thighs, and then I dip it into my own hot Nando's peri hot sauce. Yeah. My thing is, I like to control the temperature, so I decide when I dip it in to a hot sauce.
But usually I like that.
And then it's peri fries and then broccoli.
Yeah.
And then sometimes macho peas.
I love a macho peas.
Awful. Do you know what?
Really?
I'm not a fan of macho pea.
Oh,
really?
I
don't know, it's too punchy.
I find that upsetting.
It's too full on.
Too punchy.
It's too far away from pee. They've covered it. I want pee.
What even are you?
What, are you thinking there's too much mint in it?
The pee is like a distant memory in the flavour of that.
What's the main memory?
I do like a minted pee.
Do you?
You can't get it.
Too much mint.
The only problem that you've done there, mate, is that's a bit bland. I'm going to be like, so I'm just going to tell you mine quickly because I don't mean to brag, but so, half chicken medium, right?
Half chicken medium, okay.
Double peri chips, coleslaw.
Yeah.
Halloumi sticks, you know, the ones that are long and thin.
Yeah.
Right.
Dipping the chili jam, you like that?
Chili jam
is just
it's
the
goat,
best,
mate.
It's just the best condiment.
And then I'm not even finished yet, mate. Then if we're feeling extra good, we get the corn on the cob. And you scrape that off because the butter they give you for that.
When you
say
you scrape off, are you scraping off the corn?
Yeah,
with a knife.
Yeah, I do that every time.
So you're not.
I'm not. Against my teeth, hate it.
You're not corn to mouth.
Absolutely not corn to mouth, mate. Never have been. Never will be.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Don't like corn in my mouth. My condiments for Nando's, right? And this I call it my Sam special sauce. It's lemon and herb base. So loads of lemon and herb. On top of that goes hot.
Yeah.
And then on top of that goes ketchup. You mix all that together, right? And it's unbelievable. It's so good when it's all put together. And I'll put my mash in that. Can I dig into this?
Should we move on?
Yeah, so what have we got in front of us?
We have that I'm now scooping out.
We've gone for Chinese food. So, Sam, talk us through what
are the dishes we've got in front of us.
Right, so we've got a beef and black bean sauce, which is my just go-to. I don't think I've ever not had this when I've been with Zara. Have I got anything else other than this when I've been with you? It's my, I absolutely.
So you're the
love
sort
it.
Of person that books, so sorry, orders the same thing over and
yeah.
over again.
I'm a man of habit, mate. Okay. So I don't want to try a new thing. I liked it when I was 10. And so that was good
so
enough
what
for
is,
me.
Is it the panic that you'll order something and
I hate
you'll
it.
Hate
yeah.
it?
Okay. I can't, because I've always had, I only get a takeaway when I'm starving. This yes. is what Zara does all the time, by the way. I haven't even had a bite.
Yeah.
Haven't even had a bite.
The spoon has come in from Zara.
Bearing in mind, she just sat there and be like, I've just had a Nando's, I'm not hungry.
I like tasting.
You like
and then
tasting?
I leave it.
And what do you think? So,
but do you leave no. it for the rest of the, or will you keep pecking?
No.
No. Be honest.
I don't. I don't. I'm being honest.
Zara.
Are you so my girlfriend does a thing where she'll say, I'm not hungry, don't you order anything for me. Don't you worry. Absolutely, don't you worry about me. And then it turns out. So we've got to a point, so I'll say, Claire, just to be clear, if it can't be, I won't be giving one any because yep. I'll happily get you something now, but I do need to know the honest truth.
No, because then you're an arsehole. That's the problem. See, no. There's no win. There's no win in that situation. You go hungry. And they don't even want it.
It's because that is very, that's not the healthiest thing in the world. And I'm trying to be healthy. Mm-hmm. If I have a bite or four, I can get my taste of the Chinese without thinking I've just consumed 10,000 calories.
Yeah. So when you're both at home, do you guys cook together?
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
Or, okay, so when you're cooking together, what's the division of responsibility? Is there?
I'm a shopper. I actually am quite... Zara's taught me how to cook, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Zara is an incredible chef.
Thank you.
Zara's dad... Chef. Actually, I'm going to do this because I know you were probably going to do it. Zara's dad actually won Ready Steady Cook.
Did
no
he?
Way.
Yeah.
No way.
That's a red pepper.
That is great.
That is awesome.
That is incredible.
The
that
Allen.
Is, for people don't know, that's the original MasterChef.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I brought in.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
what was in his bag of... That's a big
I
bit.
Do you know what? I asked him
it?
This.
Do you not
yeah.
watch it?
I know. I don't remember the last time because I remember I think I watched this last when I was about 7 or 8 because we had it on video. I don't yeah. know where the hell the video is, and he doesn't even remember what he cooked. I asked him a few weeks ago. I was like,
is
"What did
lying?
You cook?"
Is
and
he
was like,
he didn't do anything,
"I don't actually yeah. remember." No,
lying.
I've seen it. I've seen
well,
the video. No, but he can't remember what he cooked, and I was like, "That's surely a big moment in your life." I don't know what you don't
yeah,
remember.
I think he's bullshitting you.
No,
I don't think
I've
he's
seen
done
it. And then my mum was pregnant with me at the end, and she went down the stairs to like go and try some of the food, and there's me in my
yeah.
mum's tummy.
So I have a question for you both then.
Sure.
When you're cooking together, do you eat and do you watch telly? Or do you eat...
We watch our separate things. Usually.
Or do you watch a
we
separate thing?
Do you?
With no. headphones in.
No!
Mate.
So right now we're sat at a lovely circular table.
Can I tell you
table.
What I'll be doing?
Yeah, tell
right.
me.
Okay. So we're next to each other. So I don't...
Where are you, on the sofa?
No, we're over there on the bar. And I have this thing where I like her there.
Yeah. Oh.
But like...
Not
but,
talking?
But like not but like not in my face. When I'm
entirely
eating,
silent presence.
When I'm eating, because I think this is an ADHD thing, but like I'm so zoned in on something.
Okay.
And so like when I'm eating, I can't speak when I'm eating.
Right.
And so
that could be a problem for this podcast, but that's
yeah. Well, yeah. But like I will put like a YouTube video on, right? And I just I want to when I'm eating, I just want to zone in to what I'm doing, yeah. And then when I'm finished, then like it's like I go into this like trance. It's like an eating trance. I know it sounds really weird.
No,
that's interesting. No, I'm into it.
I go into an eating trance. And then I do it in restaurants as well, where like I struggle to talk whilst I'm in a restaurant.
So if you go for a date night, is that the case that it'll be
silence? Yeah.
No, it's not. That's not true.
In
not
between
in a
the dishes.
Not in a restaurant.
There's going to be intense bursts of chat between the
Is that sweet
yeah.
chili beef?
Yeah,
so this yeah. is, yeah, our second dish is open it. This is crispy shredded beef.
So, mate...
Which I've added, because it's
I think I lied to you
dish.
A little bit, right? Because yeah. I actually, that is the other dish I ordered. Yeah.
This is frighteningly similar. This is amazing.
I got that last week.
It's my favourite. It's so bad for you. But
oh,
it's I absolutely love it. Yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah.
so good, especially with egg fried rice as well, mate. Oh.
Yeah, delicious.
So, you obviously brought up in Southwest London now,
yeah.
brought up around this area. So, growing up, did you have many takeaways? What was the Thompson and what was the McDermott household
yeah.
When it came to takeaway food? Was it?
I didn't live around here. I grew up.
So where did you grow up?
Six.
Okay.
Six. Okay. So
and
you've got.
So were you getting takeaways growing up then? Or was if your dad could cook and he was winning Ready Steady Cook, or so
well,
we're told?
Yeah. Well, debatable.
So he claims.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. We would have always takeaway every week. Favorite chicken.
What was that?
Favourite chicken? Why KFC?
Do you know what favourite chicken is? Come on. Better than KFC.
It's just a fried chicken joint.
No, I mean, nothing's better than KFC.
No, trust me. It's just
a fried you know how to wicked chicken in a tower meal.
Why is it better than KFC?
Crispier.
The
coating's crispier. It's tastier than KFC.
Okay.
KFC.
So once a week you get this, would you? And what would you get? And who would collect it? Well, how did it work? It's just kind of like a...
We would just call up. Bucket of chicken, please. Be ready in 20. Dad, go around and get it.
I've always thought bucket is a strange choice of thing to serve food.
I quite like it.
Why have gone that for a month?
Sounds grand.
So would your dad go and collect the chicken, the bucket of chicken, bring it back, and be like a family feast out of the bucket of chicken?
And also, I just have a really big appetite, so I would also eat so much chicken. But also, we did like a bit of fish and chips.
Oh, yeah.
But okay. I would get a whole piece of fish, a saveloy, a battered sausage,
what's
chips.
What's a saveloy?
Oh, no, you didn't
saveloy?
Say that.
What's a saveloy?
It's just a thin, long, thin sausage.
So, saveloy is a sort of rather really pink sausage that you can get in a fish and chip restaurant.
It just isn't meat.
Chelsea, I've never had a saveloy.
It's like a long Frankfurt. It's like a Frankfurt. Like
it is.
Unbelievable.
I think it's often.
Oh, it's the kind of thing that you get in the football games, then, right?
Yeah, a bit like that.
But they sit behind the fresh counter.
It's so processed. It's almost good for you.
I'm a huge fan of the batter sausage, though. Yeah. And often, if we get fish and chips, I will say to Claire, "Oh God, they've stuck a batter sausage on in it as well," and I'll claim that. It's
yeah, mistaken. But it was you.
I always order it.
I love
and
that.
And Claire likes it because she gets half of it as well. You're
both in on the lie as well. You both know.
When Claire goes to pick up the takeaway, she goes, "No, you'll never guess what." I
threw it in.
Do you know what? When I get a fish and chips, I don't know if I'm the only person who does this, but it's vinegar to the day I die.
Oh,
I
love it.
I will douse that thing.
Swimming.
But I don't normally have vinegar with anything else.
Do you know why? No, though? Fish and chips. Because of the oil, I think you need a little bit
with salt, loads of salt all over.
You know, otherwise it's a bit much, isn't it?
So growing up, what was yours?
Mate, mine, this is bad.
We'd often nip to the Ivy and just get a takeaway.
No, Zara thinks that I was like this at this complete posh knob. Which
you went to favourite Swan, didn't you? That was your favourite.
The lucky Swan, the King George. No, my favourite. Look, I didn't get like favourite chicken, but I went to.
You missed it out.
I had a Chinese takeaway. Was like my earliest takeaway. Okay.
Yeah, Nobu do great takeaway.
Fuck it, Zuma. But it was we used to have it was the first time I was introduced to pancake duck.
Oh,
and peking duck, unbelievable, mate. Yeah. Where you strip that off, and that was just elite for me when I was a kid. But then I used to love a Subway.
Yes.
And you can get them takeaway.
Yeah.
And an Italian BMT, right? I don't know how well versed you are in Italian BMT
Subway. Pretty
well versed
in Subway.
Yeah.
Mate, they are probably my top three.
I used to have that for lunch every day at work.
With high Italian bread, toasted 12-inch, because you get the sit through the 6-inch, you're just not satisfied.
Absolutely.
Sam, I think we
are. Okay, so two things on Subway. One is, are you not ever intimidated by the amount of stuff that they could put on it if you were to say yes to everything?
No, I love that. I love that.
And you get everything.
I know, because I feel great.
You're getting olives, sweet corn, ranch sauce.
So what are you putting on it?
All right, so I am lettuce, cucumber. Lettuce, cucumber, sweet corn, which is a bit rogue.
I love sweet corn.
Yeah, I love sweet corn.
I love sweet
Subway.
Corn. So good.
And then I'll get jalapenos on the top. So I love a bit of a punch of spice on that bad boy. And then a bit of Southwest on top of that, but not too much. I don't like it oozing out of everything, being messy.
Yeah.
I just like to taste Southwest, but I don't want it to be everywhere. I just want a little slither of South. So I always go just a small amount. I always have to do it. Every
just a small amount.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
With a hand. It's always a hand. Just a little bit. Just a little. If you wouldn't mind. Just to dip in. Just a little bit, please, sir.
But so if you're both, if you both ate takeaways at home,
yeah.
But yours was not favourite chicken.
No, it wasn't. Although, I mean, I love a KFC, though, mate.
The
gravy. There's a reason South Park made an episode dedicated to it, mate.
Totally.
Dude, the gravy on KFC is, it's elite. It's like some... I don't even want to know what they put in it because I don't want to be put off it.
If I'm totally honest with you, I can't get behind gravy. The gravy, it doesn't make sense to me. Breaded chicken in my head is meant to be a bit crispy. Yes, I have tried it. I don't believe in chips dipped in gravy.
Someone interject, surely.
So, I'm a huge fan of gravy,
I must admit.
I'm a huge fan. On a roast dinner, great, I'm there.
Yeah.
So is your thing about a bit of fried batter dipped into gravy because it's going to soften the fried batter, or is there something about that mixture of textures?
It's just like it works? I don't think like crispy chicken. That's like. Yeah, should meant to be dipped in gravy, or crispy chips.
Oh,
should
meant that's to the best way to soggies it up.
Yeah.
No.
I'm all about dipping in general.
So generally dipping is not a problem.
My fridge is like 98% condiment.
Yeah, yeah. What's in your fridge? What are you looking at?
It's more of a sort of case of what
we have a whole condiment section in our fridge, don't we?
Do you?
Yeah. So what are your go-to?
We do a thing where we look at...
I've got a really, really interesting condiment that I like. But a lot of things.
What's your condiment?
Red onion marmalade.
Red onion marmalade.
I love red onion marmalade on a whole variety of things. And I introduced you to that and I was like, trust me. And you were like...
Okay, so is red onion marmalade your universal condiment? You'll put it on pretty much everything.
Brown sauce or red onion marmalade, yeah, those two.
Really? Okay.
I do love brown sauce.
We go through HP like you would not...
Really? Yeah. On everything? Would you put brown sauce on this?
No, actually not, but brown sauce would definitely go in... Brown sauce goes in front of ketchup for most things. So sausages, bacon, bacon sandwich.
You have listed the two things that always go
I put it into baked beans and mix it into baked beans.
That's a good shout.
What else does... on an omelette as well. I'll have brown sauce and an omelette, so with egg. To be honest, it's very much a breakfast
eggs and brown
thing.
It's a breakfast thing.
I don't know. Maybe we're sort of like... Maybe we're putting ourselves sort of a little bit... We think we're too cool for school here. I think it is a bit... We are very HP breakfast orientated. I'm not lunch HP.
Oh,
sauce.
I am lunch
what do you
and
have?
Dinner.
What do you have HP?
My Nando's always. I have HP
you
sauce.
You do.
And
do
my
you
dinner.
Have Nando's? You have HP sauce with a Nando's.
But you have your sauces.
If you're in a Nando's, like you were earlier today when Sam locked you out of the house.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, and I was. Do you know what? I walked up to the condiment section and I was like, none of you are for me. None of you are for me.
Have you tried them?
The lemon and herb one? Yeah, of course.
Lemon and herb's just the base level.
You need to take an HP sauce with you wherever you go. Yeah. You say you like red onion marmalade.
Yes.
I tell you what's quite nice is marmalade on bacon in a bacon sandwich. It works.
That
or marmalade with a full English breakfast. Okay. The sweetness really works.
I'm going to throw something else at you. Do you like avocado on toast?
I really do, yeah.
Avocado on toast, drizzle a bit of honey on it.
Yeah, no, she's right. She's got that. And a bit of feta.
So what are your sort of guilty late night drunken
things?
You're staggering soon. Yeah. It's 2 a.m. What are you getting?
So a lamb and chicken doner. I mix them together. Yeah. And then I get mad vinegar in it as well. It's the only other place
I get vinegar in the doner.
Yeah.
Does that
When I'm pissed, it does. I don't know. It probably doesn't, but when I'm hammered.
I wouldn't have ever put vinegar in the doner.
Mate, I get him to douse it in there. And then I get him to put hot sauce in there as well, even though I like hot sauce, but like not to the point. When I'm drunk, I want it. And then I will have every single, because
Are you then eating that on the way home as you walk, or are you getting home and eating?
If I'm close by, I'm getting home and eating it.
Yeah.
If it's like a 20-minute cab journey, I'm on a bench and I'm taking it down and getting.
So you're not even. Yeah. Okay. On a bench.
Yeah, that's where I take it there.
I tell you what, because I don't drink, I don't get that like, oh my god, I'm so drunk, I need something to eat. But I used to do, so I used to go to a club in Romford, big up Romford, and I used to go every Saturday. It was called Fiction, and the floors would be so sticky. It was disgusting, and the same songs we'd be playing every time I'd go in there, and I'd be like, how is the same song playing every time? After, we'd all go to McDonald's and get cheeseburger. I'd try and go to McDonald's, to be quite honest, 10 minutes after we got in the club, but, you know.
Do you have a go-to McDonald's order, then?
If I was going to have a McDonald's right now, I would have a double cheeseburger with large fries, six chicken McNuggets, and a chocolate milkshake.
I failed my driving test 5 times, but last time I was trying to learn, driving with my mum towards a roundabout, and going round the roundabout, I noticed there was a McDonald's the other side, and I went, "Oh, McDonald's," and I continued to turn, just staring at the McDonald's, and just drove off the roundabout. Into a ditch. I was so taken by McDonald's and just kept turning.
What's your McDonald's?
Completely forgot and just went straight into a ditch. Mine would be, it's always the same, a Big Mac and chicken nuggets and then the little orange juice, the Tropicana. I've got to look after myself.
I'm going to pair with something healthy.
Tiny orange juice.
So you wouldn't get the little bag of fruit.
Yeah, I don't reckon they've got those little bags of fruit back there, to be honest, because nobody's ever ordered. They're so confident, they just stick it on the sign, they know no one's going to order it.
Do you know what? I'll put my hand up on this one, right? And I will admit that I'm an after meal burper.
Oh really?
Yeah, I'm an after meal burper, and that can't be nice to the girlfriend. I've got to be honest with you.
At the table?
Zara's
nodding.
I don't know. It can be. It can't be. So, but like,
Zara, does Sam make weird noises when he eats?
Sam is Sam eats with his mouth open.
No, I don't. That's a
he
lie.
Goes. He's a chomper.
Okay.
Oh, like a horse. No one wants
he
to
does
do that.
He does. He does no do that. Right, I'm going to record you next time, honey, because you do that, and it kills me. But I think when he has his headphones in, because he's obviously got the noise cancelling on or whatever it is, so he doesn't quite understand how much the chomp.
Oh no!
Do you tell him off for chomping? Because by the way, this happened literally today before I came here.
Yeah.
Was I had my headphones in? This is something, and my girlfriend went, God, you're being very loud.
I love that. Really?
God, you're being very loud. What do you mean? You're like, I'm not aware. I was like, what are you talking about?
Do you think this is weird? This is the thing that I do that Claire thinks is really weird, which is it's kind of like the other end of chomping. So before I order a meal, I've talked to you about this, Sim. I mime the different foods I might want to eat.
How?
So if it's a burger, I'll pretend to hold a burger like this. I'll go...
To see if I fancy it.
In my mind, I'm like, no, that's...
Oh, my God. She's
always like, what are you doing? This is so... Just sit there like a normal human and just think about what you want.
Even if it's like, you know,
I'll do chopsticks, I'll do whatever.
Do a chopstick one.
Chopstick will be like this.
Pizza, do a pizza.
Do you know what?
Pizza,
I would even mind
picking up.
Because you can almost taste it, though. You can almost taste it. And you're like, do you know what? I could do with a Five Guys, actually.
Or like a little milk. So it does cue part of the brain. Yeah. Like, okay, I'm in that sort of.
Do you know what? What I can't stand is when someone gets the meal and they look at it and go, as they're about to dig in, I don't know what it is.
Oh God, that
I
is
what
that
it is.
I need to out you about something else that you do.
He chops up
all of his food.
Yeah. Like a child.
Yeah. Before he eats it, so everything, like literally everything, is into small childlike bite-sized pieces.
He then
mixes and mashes it all together into one big piece of slosh, and then just gets a spoon and goes like this.
So if you've got
everything
wonderful
that was done here was all a facade.
You've got a wonderful Italian type thing, right? Some lovely pasta dishes.
I can beat that. Okay, so
you cutting those all up?
I'm cutting fish, and then we have potatoes next to it. We call it specials. Calls it special dinner, where basically I'll get back to you. She'll look at me and she goes, in a baby voice, go, do you want special dinner? And I will every time look at her,
even though
I'm a 29-year-old man, I'll look at her and go, yes, please. It happens every night, and then so we make potatoes, fish, veg, and whatever, and I cut all of it up, and I eat with a spoon. I don't, because it's more efficient, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't eat with a fork because things get through the cracks. If you eat with a spoon, like for example this, I ate with a spoon. I didn't eat, you had a fork. Because I want to pick everything up and mix it.
So Zara, is Sam a fast eater?
Yes.
My mum would tell me.
And that's because, I think that's partly down to the spoon.
Someone, this is so funny because I'm the same, but I saw this TikTok the other day. Very, very Gen Z of me, saw this TikTok and it was, because I don't know if any of you are a fast eater, but I literally, it's like I have a race in my head and I have to finish it so quickly. It's every time if you're eating something or if you're chewing, you can't be slicing your next.
Oh, I am. I've already got
don't
my next.
Slice
my
your
spoon
next.
Is so ready to go in.
If you're chewing, allow yourself to chew your mouthful.
Oh, that's interesting.
But do you know what the problem with that is?
And then slice and then,
can't enjoy your food like that.
No, I think that makes you maybe enjoy it a bit
more.
With
that is
I've started doing
because
it.
Because the problem with that is you get fuller quicker because you're, for some reason, when you shower it all down, it's just gone. But then, not for some reason, that's if you shower it down, it's gone. But like, if you sit there and chew, whenever I do that, I'm like, I'm full.
You need to be full. Maybe that's your body saying, this is what I need
to eat. No, I just shovel it in, mate. Right. You've got to enjoy the whole meal. There's nothing better than the feeling of not You're full, yeah. You're not bloated full. And you've like, so for example, I actually
love the feeling of being bloated full.
Same.
But only if the football's on. If the football's on you're bloated full and you go, oh, I've got an hour and a half.
Well, this is my... This is back to the noise thing, which is where I go, oh. Apparently I make that noise a lot after I've finished.
Do you have an unbutton? Yeah. I'm an unbuttoner.
It's just this top.
The top one.
Well, obviously it's the top one.
So just to be clear about what going for a meal with you is like then. So you get there.
Well, it sounds like shit after this one, doesn't it? This podcast has let me down.
You say, waiter, can you take away my knife and fork? I just need a spoon.
And
then you cut up your food into tiny pieces then you eat and you refuse to speak to Zara while you're eating. And then afterwards you do a belt.
He's eating too fast. He's got indigestion.
And then a big old burp at the end.
And then it goes, and then, Sam... One other thing that annoys me.
Oh, God.
Sam's an in and out person in a restaurant. He likes to go in. No matter how nice the restaurant is, he likes to be in, order straight away, eat, and then go. And it really, really upsets me. Sometimes I'm like, I want a dessert. And he's like, too bad. See you later. We're off.
When you're at the restaurant and you've got the menu in front of you,
yeah.
Are you racing through the menu? I mean, is Sam, even at that point, Zara, is he like, you've just got to get through this?
No, it's a mission, right? No, do you know what?
Is it an obstacle course?
No, sit down and you get like an olive and a bread, bit of bread. I'm great with that bit. The menu comes and normally the waiter will come and I won't have even looked at the menu because we are actually engaged in, I like to think, quite a nice conversation at that point.
Right?
And then it's when the food comes. Mm. So I must get uncomfortable or something after I've eaten because the moment before I'm chatting and you know when the waiter comes and we're always just like, oh, we haven't even looked, right? And then I'll eat. By the end of it, once I've eaten, sort of the point of being there is done. And so I'm like, well, I'm done now. Should we just like go to somewhere more comfortable?
Yeah.
And we've come to have a meal. I speak to Zara every day of the week. Every day. There's nothing more to learn. There's nothing more to know. I know what you did in your day. I know what you've eaten previously in the day. Zara will message me every half an hour being like lovely stuff. Like, love you, miss you. Like, I'm doing this. What are you doing? Like, we are so in contact, right? That like, I sit there and I'm like, I have no questions for you. I have nothing to ask about your day at all. I feel like I was on your day. Okay. Not only have I had my day, I've had your day. And so once the meal's done, I'm almost like, oh, I could just go and sit back. Sit on my sofa at home. So when it's done, I rush out and I'm like standing up as dinner's been like, I'm like ready to, excuse me, can we have the chat? I'm literally
ready
like
to go.
Guy.
You're ready to go. Whereas you could stay a bit longer?
Yeah, just maybe she likes 15
the
minutes.
She's an ambiance.
15 minutes? Maybe just 15 minutes? We've only been here 10. 15 minutes would be great. How long after Sam leaves are you remaining there?
Mate, Zara likes an ambiance.
I don't like sitting there for hours. I'm also not that kind of person. I'm just slightly.
No, I'm just I've really just, quick.
I've just got back from France this week, and we went for a 3-hour meal. What do you think about that?
That's different.
Yeah.
No, but can I tell you why that's different? Because we've done that before abroad. When you're abroad, things change, mate. Your whole persona changes. I am actually. This is going to sound so weird now, but I am actually a big fan of the long, lazy lunch.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of the long, lazy lunch, but. Not with my missus. Not in that way.
Zara, how do you feel about that?
Like, I just get scurried out.
A one-on-one, right, where with someone that is like your best mate that you've literally been with all day, every day for 3 years, right, is different than, let's say, we were all, including Zara, we were all, and your wife or girlfriend, your girlfriend, if we were all around a table having a few drinks, having a few, like, whatever, and then that, for me, could turn into a 5-hour ordeal. I love that side of it. It's the sort of like going for a one-on-one romantic meal that like I probably do need to work on, to be fair. I think so, because you've definitely in this podcast made it very known that is something that is very much bothering. We're going to lie in bed and I'm just going to feel...
And then I'm going to go, I think it's funny how...
Yeah. I'm going to literally be in bed, about to sleep, and I'm going to hear breath in my ear, like Darth Vader coming at you. She's going to go, I just think it's weird. And it's like, oh, here we go. Yeah. Here we go.
Is that the opening phrase? I just think it's weird.
Oh, yeah. Mate,
I just think it's funny how you...
Oh, funny. I just think it's funny.
Oh, God.
Is it funny? Is it funny? I'm not laughing. No one's laughing. I have sweaty palms.
I'm panicking. We've all got our own verses of this. So, yeah. Okay, look. So we usually end these podcasts by asking people's perfect orders. We did do the McDonald's order, didn't
yeah.
we? As you saw. Did we do your McDonald's order?
No, we didn't, no, but...
So what's your ideal... McDonald's, it can be Domino's.
My McD's is... I'll give you both. My McD's is a chicken legend.
Oh.
Barbecue sauce. My only problem with the chicken legend, I wish they toasted the bread a little bit more.
You could ask them. You know, when I order at Domino's, I ring them up after I've ordered it and said, "Hey, can you put it through twice?"
I feel like Domi's will give you more leeway than Mackie D. I feel like just shut up and take your order.
Yeah,
and like, there's always a line.
Oh, we've got a sous chef here.
Who's this? That would
be mortifying, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and then you ring a bell. Who's this guy? We've got a number three here. You're like, oh, no, what's a number three?
You could bring your own toaster, maybe find a plug socket.
You dick.
So it's a chicken legend.
So chicken legend, large fries, but they have to be salty and soggy. Mac D's fries are the best fries in the world.
I'm with you.
Okay, so you're with you. So
I'll top it off with free chicken selects with barbecue sauce. And then my Domi's is a thick crust. I don't like a thin. If you're getting a pizza, get a pizza.
Yeah.
And then it is a margarita with ham on it and with ham and sweet corn.
Sweet corn on
a margarita. And then I get there's a hot sauce.
Oh, you get that? The Frank sauce.
The Frank sauce! The Frank sauce, man!
Okay.
It's so tasty.
I've never tried it.
So what you do with that, mate, is you dip it in the Franks, and then you dip it in the barbecue dip they give you as well, and you mix barbecue and Frank. Wow. I've realised in this podcast, I'm a big condiment mixer.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big condiment
mixer. I already knew that.
Yeah, I'm a big condiment mixer. And if you get the Frank's hot sauce and the barbecue sauce, you put them together, there's something magical in your mouth.
Well, talking of condiment mixes, you said that you have a condiment drawer.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on. Oh, do you want to see Zara's spice drawer, actually, as well?
Yeah,
so I think you'll quite like this.
I'll take it. Is it all if I take a picture of it?
Of course it is.
So, we'll show you the spice drawer first.
Oh,
very nice.
Let's do a reveal.
Ready?
Yeah. Oh, best.
Okay. So this, I'm so excited. This is lame. I'm too excited. What I should be here. So this is the spice drawer.
Oh, wow. Nice action on the drawer as well.
Yeah,
so soft
man,
open.
Look at that. Nice. Oh, what out of this are you like, yeah, I love. What out of this are you like, no, I hate.
Okay, so I'm a big fan of all of these. Aromat. That's interesting.
Delicious.
That's very interesting.
I put that on in salads, chicken. It's like a salt, but like almost like a herbed salt.
I'm going to guess that you don't actually put that many curries because you have no garam masala, and that's such a base in everything. I would guess that you use.
You don't ever ask me to cook you a curry.
I
cook really good curries.
I think it's salt as well. Come on,
and the
this is a great draw.
Garlic granules are actually quite good, and the onion powder. So I'd say the onion powder, the garlic granules, the aromat. Those are
I'm so proud.
And
the
steak seasoning.
I wanted this.
Yeah.
Also, I always feel that when I look at my spice drawer.
Not often. People don't often have white.
Do you know what, mate?
No, I wanted this.
What would you add to this drawer?
What would I add to this drawer?
Other than the curry
powder. One thing I want to add is dried
chicken and creams.
Yes.
Yeah, it's embarrassing that we don't have that in there.
Yeah,
you do need some garam masala,
Marco. Other than the curry stuff, what are we lacking in this drawer?
Your main thing is garam masala. That's what you need, really. I think it's so important in so many curries.
Curry powder as well.
You're often using the dried basil, eh?
Yeah, I don't think.
So do you use it?
I do use the dried basil.
So what's your go-to here? Oh, my God, we've got parsley as well. So what's your go-to here?
Parsley for anything fish-related. My two go-tos are going to be the ground cinnamon and aromat.
Really?
Oh,
well,
really?
Paprika goes everything.
You know what you're missing? Smoked paprika.
Yeah. There you go.
I've said it.
I can't
as well.
Fit another bloody thing in there.
Yeah, I've said it wrong. You basically corrected me. You knew what you were doing. Yeah, you said it wrong.
Yeah,
I'm going to say it a second time in the right way.
Yeah.
Paprika. Yeah.
Should we have a look at the condiments?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
first
peronade.
Gone straight in, peronade.
And obviously we've got the lemon and herb there.
This is very similar to mine. I've got the onken. And the goo. And
there it is.
Peronades.
Caramelised.
Caramelised onion.
A bit of Bernays.
Oh, and the HP. The HP is so special. It doesn't actually sit in the
But we also had the classic as well, mate.
The classic barbecue.
I think what you guys have here is a classic condiment draw. You've got your two ketchups. One is nearly finished.
It's so true.
Your people who have ketchups in the fridge, not outside.
What are you?
In the fridge.
In the fridge.
Yeah, I agree, believe in it. If it's open,
how,
it's
last
in
question,
the fridge.
How low would you let this get?
Do you know what? Every time I go to Sano's, right, which is just down the road, every time I go in, I go, oh, we probably need more ketchup. I don't even know that we do. Oh, here she is. She's like, that's not enough.
No, I'm just thinking is this condiments? No, it's not really.
Yeah, go on, Ed. Show me chili
sauce. Kind of condiments.
Sweet chili sauce.
Mini Lazy Susan.
Yes.
Oh, that is really nice. Someone's earning.
Life's doing well for you.
God, they're doing really well.
This is Zara's baby. She's taking a lot of time and effort.
That is really good.
Look, we have a salmon Zara section.
And then a dried goods section.
A salmon Zara section. Oh. And then dried goods.
And the coffee section, look. So this pulls out if you want a coffee.
Oh, that is really nice.
Well, let me tell you how it is. Actually, before I tell you how it is, should we just go for it? We've got a chili sauce here. We've got sweet chili sauce here. By the way, this is so underrated, sweet chili sauce.
I would never touch the rim of that.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's always terrible. But having said that, this can go in any sandwich, but you wouldn't expect it to go into any sandwich.
Would you have that on an omelette?
No, I wouldn't actually. No. I wouldn't, but I would have that with like cheese.
But you would have the chili.
Sweet chili and cheese.
Sweet chili and cheese.
Yeah, something about that. Soy sauce.
What is the condiment that you, or what is the good that you buy the most before you've run out of it?
Bread.
Yeah, so you've always got too much bread in the house.
Do you mean condiment or any food?
Any food. You're like, well, I think
eggs is always quite good.
You need to get some eggs.
Bread. The problem with bread is, where the fuck do you store bread?
Yeah.
I'll put it in the fridge because it lasts a bit longer. Because we actually have a bread drawer down here.
We have a very good snack drawer. Do you want to see our snack drawer? Oh, lads, have a look at that. We have a very good snack drawer if anyone wants a snack.
I did see that earlier. This is
that is incredible.
That is incredible.
Right, two things before we wrap up. First of all, we haven't talked about these. In front of us, we have the spicy Thai prawn crackers and Chinese prawn crackers.
I would never go spicy.
Spicy Thai ones are
best. Do you?
No, they're nice. Try them.
I've never tried a spicy prawn cracker.
I think you'll go for that, personally.
Thoughts?
There's something about that.
They're thinner, aren't they, and crispier.
I would probably go. Ooh, it's got a kick.
Oh, there it is. Out of nowhere. Nothing too crazy.
Which do you prefer? The spicy prawn cracker?
What do you prefer?
Spicy prawn cracker. I prefer...
These are too oily, actually. I'm classic Chinese, but
I like the heft of it. You can use it to scoop stuff.
Have you ever done your own prawn crackers at home?
No.
That's fun.
Really? How do you do that?
That's fun. Oh my God, my dad used to do it all the time. We used to go and get them.
Oh, here we go.
Ready, steady, go.
But you get the little, have you not had them? They come and they have you ever seen them? They're tiny discs like this.
In oil.
Yeah, and you put them in oil and they go.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so it's a bit of fun. They're very easy.
There's a bit of fish sauce in there as well, isn't it?
Okay. I'll give that a go.
Yeah, I knew you'd like them.
Yeah. And also, we've talked so much about the things you love and things you're into. Are there any takeaway disasters or meals you've had that have been disasters where things have gone wrong in the past?
Don't like Thai.
You're not a Thai fan?
Not a massive fan of Chinese, if I'm really honest.
Oh, I love Chinese. Do you know what? I had a bad Indian once and it's really bothered me ever since.
Really?
I ate what are those seeds that they put in?
Cardamom pods.
Cloves. It might be a clove.
Whatever it was, it went straight up my tooth, and it's like, you know, when the flavour goes whoa, like that, and you can't taste anything else for the rest of the dish.
Yeah.
And like, it just ruined it for me.
Sounds like a clove.
But yeah, it just ruined the whole vibe for me, and I think that's why I just keep it very simple.
So you're a spicy prawn cracker fan, and you're a spicy prawn cracker fan, and you've got a problem with Indian food because of one clove.
No, I like it.
You can write about people's cuisine.
No, do you know what?
Something got stuck in your teeth.
I'm a child. I'm a child when it comes to Indian. I'm embarrassed about my Indian order. Yeah. Like, a chicken tikka masala is for the kids, you know? And if I had work to do and training to be done, it'd be on my Indian. It'd definitely be on my Indian. I need to be trying the vindaloos.
Yeah.
I need to be going on the jalfrezis. I need to be doing all these kind of things.
Well, you've got time. You know, and in the kitchen like this.
What's your go-to?
Well, often I'll get from an Indian restaurant, I'll get their dried meat, and then I'll get like a dal, and then I'll get like a roti or a naan. So I won't actually always go for like a standard. Yeah. I'll get the meat, and then I'll get a veg, and then I'll get some bread.
Why do you do that?
Because usually, if it's a sort of slightly cheap Indian takeaway place, then the sauces are pretty much the same in every single one. Yeah. So you're not really getting any difference. Whereas with the meat, if they're done well, it can be quite nice. If they're like a tandoori or grilled meat.
Yeah, nice.
And then the veg is actually usually better than the meat.
Also, you can fool yourself, it's slightly better for you as well. It's not covered in cream.
You can. Though it is covered in cream and butter, but yeah.
Well, as in the dried meats, I suppose. But the tandoori.
Yeah, I do cover them in cream and butter.
What's your go-to Indian?
So I like something called a dan sak, which is a sort of slightly
spicy. Oh, my God, I love that.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's got sort of sweet and sour, sort of a bit of heat to it. It's really good, a dan sak, yeah. So
I might have to dive in because I've got some training to do. I get it, I understand it.
We'll come here once a week with a slightly spicier curry.
Boys, I would
take you through this.
I would genuinely do it. I want to put it on record. I've had a fucking good time.
Thank you so much.
It's been amazing. You are so welcome whenever you like.
Thank you so much. It's been a joy, and thank you, Zara, as well.
Thank you. Thank you for asking me about food, my favourite topic.
The fantastic Sam Thompson and Zara McDermott there. What lovely people, Sim. I love chatting with them. What a joy.
Great. They were really nice, weren't they? We should be more like them, Crane.
We really... What, attractive?
Yeah, yes.
Young.
100%. 100%.
Yes. Oh, dear, that's true. Oh, well, the hands of time, so cruel. If you've enjoyed this episode or you've been enjoying the show in the past, do spread the word. Do hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. And also leave us a review. It really helps and it means the world. Next week, we have another fantastic guest coming up, don't we, Sim?
Yes, so next week we have Christelle Pereira, who was the Great British Bake Off finalist in 2021, and she shared some of her cooking tips and her love for miso. We hope you enjoy it, and see you then.
Bye!